Hallo.
Of things
move slowly.
Thank you. Well, this is all this emotion. Before I talk about Israel, I'll talk about my first discussion with a German policeman. This was in Bavaria. And I met a very big Bavarian policeman. I was at the airport in Munich coming to see my big Bavarian Constantine. And the car, my driver was trying to do everything to make me happy, have me stand next to the car at the airport while he went to get all the luggage in the taxi. So there I stand, and there's the car illegally parked. And along comes the big Bavarian policeman. By the way, somebody said to me, that's a nice story. Is it true? Yes, it's true. I don't make these things up. These are things that happened to me. So this big policeman came, and he said something like, kann nicht sprechen, die Stufen nach dem Automobil in einer halben Stunde. I think he meant move the car. And I said, but my driver is just there. And he said, doesn't matter. So I said, the car has to go. I said, yes, but in Germany, it's not legal for me to drive. And he said, it doesn't matter. So I said, okay, but I think my driver is coming right now. He said, yeah, call him. And I said, do you want me to call him? He said, yeah, call him. I said, okay. And he did smile. He did smile. He didn't smile until he was walking away, but I saw him smile. Okay, this is a song. This is a song from Israel, and it's important to me because it is written by an Israeli Jew, a girl of 27 years old who is a rock star. And to me, she reflects all of the beauty, the intelligence, the poetry, the depth, and the good things that the Israeli society has created. And at this moment, she also reflects her own fear and shame at the situation within her own country. And this song, the song is called Shooting and Crying. In my house, the window is broken. Tel Aviv is exploding. Boys are playing with lead bullets. Girls are playing with dolls of steel. To me, life looks different now in the shadow of all this. I really don't care who will win. The world that I had is gone. Shooting and crying, burning and laughing. When did we ever learn to bury people alive? Yorim Buchim.
שבכפרים שלו הכל השתנה, החיים נראים לי אחר, בפנים הזוהמה, ובבית שלי החלום שבור, תל אביב ניכרת תלית נעימה, אפילו הריח שלה השתנה, אני חושב בתקנה. ילדים משחקים ביפר, ילדות בבובות מגללה, החיים נראים לי אחרת, בצל הזוהמה. זה לא משנה לי בכלל מי נצא עכשיו העולם שהיה לעינינו כי האור הגדול נסגר ילדים משחקים ביפה ילדות בבובות מקלרה החיים נראים לי אחר בצל התוארה יורים ומוחים צורקים וצוחקים מתי למדנו
I'll see you in a while. Thank you. I pay him to say that every night.
Thank you.
Okay, Constantine, in his typically generous fashion,
has told me I could use some of his musicians. So, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, gentlemen. The modern string quartet, yeah? Yeah, that's it. And the fella.
And we're going to do...
I want to say, though, first let me introduce my piano player who travels with me and stays by my side through thick and thin, Cesar Cancino. What a wonderful experience this has been for me to be on stage with these musicians, with Constantine and with Mercedes Sosa. It has been really fantastic for me. Now we want to play for you this song by Sting called Dancing Alone. The song is really directed at the mothers that have disappeared in Chile. So I'm going to sing it in Spanish. Non conto. One, two, three. Thank you.
danzan sola.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. adelante como otros profetas.
Oh! Thank you. are coming for me. Were they coming for to carry me home? Sweet low, sweet chariot, come for carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, come for carry me home. Coming back to carry me.